You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
And Mikel Antonio to score and West Ham to win was 14-5, enhanced to 4-1. And Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 6-1, enhanced to 8-1. Everyone despises the international break, Tom, apart from West Ham, because they've managed to get their players back fit. They were in the midst of a serious injury crisis before the break, and they'll be delighted to have Dimitri Payet and Manuel Lanzini back in the starting lineup. And they've also got Simone Zaza on loan from Juventus, and he's likely to start up front for the Hammers in this game. And he could make an impact as long as they keep him off penalties, Tom.
Yeah.
Don't let him take a penalty.
Yeah, if there is one, it's going to be an interesting one. I wonder if he'll just go and grab the ball off whoever it is who's got it. This is the fixture on Saturday. When I look down all the games, this is one where I really don't know about this one. I've not been convinced about West Ham at all this season. We've talked about it before, but they look lethargic. They feel it look like, you know, particularly Slaven Bilic, he's not had that same kind of, you know, sort of skip in his step, really. He looks like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. And West Ham have played like that, really. And they're playing like that at home. They've not played well. They were very unconvincing against Bournemouth in that victory they had. Of course, they were knocked out in the Europa League to Astra. And I can't be backing West Ham at 4-5 at home. Watford themselves, I'm not sure what to make of them this season. You know, they've recruited a lot of players, as they tend to do at Vicarage Road. And I suppose now they've got to kind of gel them together. But, you know, they've scored in all the games that they've played so far this season. But they've not got great results from them, have they? Because they've lost three and got that solitary draw on the opening day against Southampton. So I'm not sure what to make of them either. I think Watford will go there thinking they can score. And I always like Watford to score in matches. So it's no surprise to me that they have been finding the back of the net, particularly with the players they've got in the strike partnership. You know, I fancy Agallo. It's not going to be long before he gets up and running and his partnership with Troy Deeney starts to come to fruition. But West Ham, I'm just looking at their players and you think Ashley Fletcher, who was about to go out on loan to a championship club before the window shut, is now, with Zaza, they managed to get in, you know, on a quick deal. That's who they're relying on, really, for the goals up front. And I still think there's a problem with that new stadium at West Ham. I think it's going to take them a long time to get into it. So I suppose I would look for a draw, and it's probably a result that suits nobody here. So I'm going to go for the draw, and I probably lean towards both teams to score because I think West Ham are still a good outfit, but they've not shown enough for me yet this season.
I'm surprised to see Derek over 2.5 goals at odds against here at 21-20. I'm giving you the cast iron guarantee here: there will be goals in this game.
Well, it looks that way. I mean, Watford, as Tom says, are capable of scoring in every game. In fact, they do. They just can't hang on to leads. But he's dead right about West Ham as well. What have West Ham done to merit being odds on in this game? Nothing is the answer. In fact, Slaven Bilic has lost 4 of his last 6 Premier League games in charge of West Ham. I mean, that's a shocking run. That's relegation form. And here they are odds on. You mentioned that these players might be coming back, but it's only a might, you know. There's no definite that Payet and Lanzini will be back. If they do line up from the start, well, maybe, you know, maybe you might be merited in backing them in 4-5. But even then, I wouldn't. Because, you know, their fitness has to be taken on trust, their match fitness. 17-5, Watford. The more I look at it and the more I listen to what I've been saying in the last 30 seconds, the more I fancy them. I'm going to go for Watford here. I think we're due a... They're not a side. Watford are not a side that are going to get pasted by anybody. And we've seen over the last, 12 months what they are capable of on their day, in particular that FA Cup win out against Arsenal when they were absolutely sensational. West Ham are there for the taking right now. They really are. And you're getting almost 4-1 for Watford. Too big.
I'm concerned, though, Tom. You mentioned that Odion Ighalo-Troy Deeney partnership is bound to come to fruition at some point. Well, when? We've been waiting that. Odion Ighalo's last... When was the last time he scored a goal,
Odion Ighalo? I would guess it was probably just before he signed his new contract. I'm only guessing. I don't have the figures in front of me, but that's normally the case, isn't it?
Maybe he's got one, but I can't remember the last time he scored.
Yeah, maybe it's just something I will always keep the faith in, regardless. Yeah. Even if it's the next 3 years they don't score a goal. So, no, that is definitely a good strike partnership. But I think that probably sums up the best. Derek, summed it up right. They're not a team that are going to get well beaten in any game. They're going to be in every match because I think they go into every game, still as they were when they got promoted from the Championship, even though it's a different set of players now. They'll always feel that they can score and that they will score in a game. Therefore, it's up to the opposition to try and score more. And the other teams have been doing that this year. But I do think that Watford will look at West Ham. And I think any team that goes to West Ham right now will be licking their lips at the prospect of causing what would be an upset, of course, down at the odds for this one.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Hey, oh, let's go! simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. On pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.